What if I told you that right now, in one of the most talked about, just highly scrutinized pockets of North Texas, buyers are absolutely swarming the market?
I mean, I'd say that sounds like a fairly standard spring market.
Right. But what if I also told you that the number of closed sales is surging? Like, way more people are buying homes than they were a year ago, and yet somehow the actual price of those homes is falling.
See, now that sounds like a broken economic model. Usually when demand spikes and sales surge, I mean, prices shoot through the roof.
Exactly.
But that is exactly what we are seeing in the data right now. It's just a massive contradiction.
And it is driving property owners crazy, because there's this very specific, undeniable pressure in the air right now.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's late April 2026. Easter is in the rearview mirror. We are staring down the barrel of Memorial Day. And that means we are right in the thick of the traditional spring real estate market.
Right. And the spring market is when the vast majority of the year's real estate transactions take place. Families want to move while the kids are out of school during the summer.
Yeah. Nobody wants to switch school districts in November.
Exactly. Which means they need to be looking, offering, and closing right now in April and May. The urgency is just palpable.
Which is why we are doing this deep dive today. If you're a property owner in North Texas specifically, if you own property in or around Wise County and you're trying to figure out if you should sell, or maybe you're looking to buy,
or you just want to know what your biggest financial asset is actually worth.
Right. You're probably overwhelmed because you turn on the national news and hear one thing, you check some online home value algorithm and see something else.
And then, you know, your neighbor tells you a completely different story over the fence.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, those national headlines are incredibly unhelpful for an individual property owner.
Right.
Real estate is hyper-local.
Completely.
A national housing report tells you what's happening everywhere, which effectively means it tells you what is happening nowhere.
So our mission today is to cut through all that noise. We want to completely bypass the national panic and those generic algorithms.
Cool.
We are going to give you a localized, microscopic look at the North Texas real estate market with an absolute laser focus on Wise County. And we pulled a very specific stack of sources to do this.
We definitely brought the receipts.
We did. We have the latest April 2026 Dallas-Fort Worth home loan interest rates. We also have the raw, comprehensive March and Q1 2026 market updates from the regional MLS system, which is spelled NTREIIS.
And just a quick local note for anyone new to the North Texas area who might be reading these reports.
Well, yeah, this is important.
Locally, we pronounce that acronym NETROS, ending with a rust sound.
Right. Definitely don't go spelling out the individual letters at a neighborhood block party, or everyone will instantly know you just moved here from out of state.
They'll spot you a mile away.
So along with the NETROS data, we are grounding all these numbers with the exclusive market philosophy of a local brokerage called Pete Realty.
Because we want to know what this data actually looks like when you are standing in a living room trying to negotiate a deal.
Exactly. By the end of this conversation, you are going to have a strategic roadmap. But, and this is a big beat, but before we even look at the price of a single home, we need to understand the people trying to buy those homes.
You have to start there.
Right. So where are we sitting right now with mortgage rates? Because I think everyone listening assumed rates would have, you know, plummeted back down into the fours by now.
They really haven't. And that is the invisible current dictating everything else we are going to talk about today. You have to understand the purchasing power of the buyers entering the market.
Because the cost of money determines the price of the asset.
Precisely. Right now, looking at the April 2026 numbers for the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the rates are hovering right around this massive psychological threshold.
Hit me with the numbers. Let's start with the conventional loans.
Okay, so for a standard 30-year conventional loan, and this assumes a solid credit score of 680 or higher and at least a 3% down payment, we are seeing rates between 5.9% and 6.30%.
Okay, so we are still flirting with or just firmly sitting in the sixes.
We are. The APR on that actually shakes out to about 6.16 to 6.37%.
Right. And what about the 15-year options?
If you want a 15-year conventional loan, you can get that lower, obviously. It's sitting between 5.37% and 5.75% right now.
Okay. And then we have the government-backed options, right? The FHA loans.
Yeah, the FHA loans, which are designed for folks who might have slightly lower credit scores or smaller down payments. A 30-year FHA is sitting between 5.38% and 5.8%. 8%.
Which is noticeably lower than the conventional.
It is. And the 15-year FHA is the lowest available option on the board, spanning from 5.15% to 5.40%.
Okay, I want to break down how these different loans actually function for a buyer in the real world, because simply hearing a percentage point doesn't fully capture the financial reality of what someone is signing up for.
No, it just sounds like abstract math until you have to write the check.
Right. So I was thinking about how a mortgage actually amortizes, you know, how the interest is paid over time. And it's kind of like trying to hike up a really steep hill while wearing this incredibly heavy backpack.
I like this. Let's follow that. How does the backpack work?
Okay, so the backpack is your total interest, and the top of the hill is full ownership of the house. So with a 30-year conventional mortgage, you have a massive backpack.
The heaviest one available.
Exactly. For the first 10 years of that climb, almost all of your energy, which is your monthly payment, is just fighting the sheer gravity of that heavy interest.
You're barely making a dent.
Right. You're sweating. You were paying thousands of dollars a month, but you look down at your feet and you've barely moved an inch up the hill of your actual principal balance. But you have breathing room in your monthly cash flow because your steps are small and slow. You're just carrying that weight for three full decades.
And to push that hill climbing idea further, the 15-year mortgage is like deciding to just sprint up the exact same hill.
Yeah.
The backpack is lighter because the total interest you pay over the life of the loan is significantly less. But the sheer physical exertion required every single month is massive.
The monthly payments are huge.
They're so tight that if you trip, like if you have a sudden medical bill or a car breaks down, you just don't have the spare energy or the monthly cash flow to catch yourself.
You're financially winded.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you make it, I mean, you own the house in half the time. It's a sports car versus an SUV. The SUV gives you room to breathe. The sports car gets you there fast, but it's a stiff ride.
That's a great way to look at it. But here's the part I want to understand. You mentioned the FHA loans earlier.
Right.
If the 30-year FHA rate is dipping down to 5.38%, why wouldn't everyone just take that route?
That's a very common question.
I mean, why take a conventional loan at 6.3% when the FHA is offering a cheaper way up the hill?
Because the FHA loan is essentially the government handing you a walking stick.
Okay.
It doesn't make the hill any smaller, but it allows people who don't have perfect financial balance to actually make the climb.
I see.
But the catch is that the walking stick isn't free. Mm. FHA loans come with mandatory mortgage insurance premiums that you have to pay, often for the entire life of the loan.
Oh, wow. The whole life of the loan.
Often, yes. This insurance protects the lender in case you default. Because remember, these loans are given to people with lower credit scores and down payments as low as 3.5%.
That makes a lot of sense.
So while the interest rate looks lower on paper, slipping under that 6% mark, the actual monthly cost of carrying that loan includes the extra weight of the mortgage insurance.
So it equals out or might even be more expensive monthly despite the lower rate.
Exactly. It's crucial for keeping the buyer pool robust this spring, but it's not a magic bullet.
So we have buyers staring at these 6% conventional rates or taking on the extra insurance of an FHA loan just to get a rate that starts with a 5. But let's talk about that 6% number for a second.
Let's do it.
Why is the difference between, say, 5.9% and 6.1% causing so much friction? Mathematically, on monthly payment, it's not a massive gap.
It's not mathematical at all. It's entirely psychological. Human beings anchor to the first digit they see.
Right, the old pricing trick, $9.99 feels way cheaper than $10.
Precisely. And for the better part of a decade, buyers were anchored to mortgage rates that started with a 3 or a 4.
Sometimes even a 2.
Yeah, exactly. So when the rate crosses over into the 6s, it creates an immediate, almost visceral reaction. A buyer looks at the monthly payment on a $400,000 house at 6.2%, and suddenly they feel like they are being ripped off.
Even though historically, 6% is pretty normal, right?
Oh, historically, it's a fantastic rate. But that feeling of overpaying makes them hesitate. They start scrutinizing the property in ways they wouldn't have 2 years ago.
They refuse to overlook the ugly carpet.
Or the older roof. They want the house to be absolutely perfect if they're going to pay 6% for the privilege of owning it.
The cost of money is constraining the buyer's tolerance for flaws.
That's a great way to put it. And that psychological friction is radiating out and impacting the broader North Texas region in some truly wild ways.
Let's zoom out and look at that regional impact. We have the March 2026 Net Schreins data covering the whole North Texas area. And when you look at the broad view, there is serious volatility.
unbelievable volatility.
The market is absolutely not behaving the same way everywhere.
It really isn't. The regional differences are stark, and honestly, they expose the flaw in relying on broad national narratives.
Let me throw some specific contrasting examples from the source data out there just to paint the picture.
Go for it.
Let's start with Dallas County. This is the massive urban core, high volume, lots of jobs. In March 2026, there were 1,499 single-family residence sales.
A very healthy number.
Right. And the median price sits at $380,000, which is down a microscopic 2% year over year. And homes are sitting for about 57 days on the market. That feels pretty steady to me.
It is steady. A 2% fluctuation on a sample size of 1,500 sales is just the market breathing. It's totally stable.
But then you drive outside the Metroplex to the more rural counties. Look at Anderson County. The median sales price there just fell off a cliff.
Oh, it was brutal.
It dropped 22.9% down to $327,500. Or look at Doss County. They experienced a massive freeze. New listings are down 34.1% and closed sales plummeted by 29.2%.
Those are undeniably dramatic shifts on paper.
Okay, but I have to challenge this narrative, though.
Okay, challenge away.
If Dallas is completely stable, but places like Anderson and Bosque are seeing massive, terrifying, double-digit swings in inventory and pricing, what is really happening here?
That's a great question.
Are we seeing the death of the outer suburbs? Is the work-from-home era ending, forcing everyone to move back to Dallas and causing these rural counties to collapse? Or is this just weird math?
It is a vital distinction to make, and the reality is a nuanced mixture of both genuine market shifts and statistical illusions. We really have to address the statistics first, specifically a concept in data analysis known as the law of small numbers.
Okay, walk us through how that skews the view.
Imagine a classroom of five kids taking a math test. If one kid gets sick and fails, the average score for the whole class plummets dramatically.
Right, because each kid represents 20% of the data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now imagine a school of 1,000 kids taking that same test. If one kid fails, the average score barely moves. That is the law of small numbers. Dallas County is the school of 1,000 kids.
Because almost 1,500 sales in a single month means the median price is incredibly resilient to outliers.
Right. But Boss County is the small classroom.
Because it's a rural county with a much smaller population.
Exactly. You might only have a few dozen residential sales in a given month. The Net Trends report explicitly warns us about this, noting that activity for one month can look extreme due to a small sample size.
So give me a real-world example of how that breaks down.
Okay, let's say last March, three massive multi-million-dollar luxury ranch properties sold in Bosque, along with 20 normal houses.
Okay.
This March, those three ranches didn't sell. Only the 20 normal houses did. The median price and the total sales volume will show a terrifying 30% drop, but the actual value of a normal house didn't drop 30%.
The mix of what sold just changed.
Yes. The data looks scary, but the reality on the ground is just a shift in inventory type.
So a 30% drop in listings might just mean a handful of farmers decided not to sell this spring.
Yes. But, and this is where your pushback earlier is completely valid, we cannot dismiss these numbers entirely as statistical noise.
There's real movement happening.
They also reflect a genuine physical retreat by buyers, driven by those 6% interest rates we just broke down.
So the interest rates are hurting the rural areas more than the city.
Absolutely. Think about the expansion of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex over the last 10 years. When interest rates were at 3%, a buyer's purchasing power was enormous.
It was basically free money.
Pretty much. But as Dallas got more expensive, buyers employed a strategy called drive until you qualify.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. They couldn't afford Dallas, so they drove out to the suburbs. When the suburbs got too expensive, they drove out to the rural rings, places like Anderson and Bosque.
They pushed the boundaries of the Metroplex outward.
Because their 3% mortgage allowed them to buy a lot of house out in the country.
But now the backpack is too heavy.
At a 6% interest rate, affordability is severely constrained. That buyer pool that was pushing into the outer rural rings is shrinking.
Right, because if a buyer has to take on a 6% mortgage, they are suddenly much less willing to accept a 90-minute commute to their office.
The outer rings always feel the chill first. The artificial demand that spiked during the boom years is receding, and these specific rural areas are correcting back to their historical pre-boom baselines.
which perfectly sets up the core focus of our deep dive today. We've looked at the interest rates putting pressure on buyers. We've looked at Dallas holding steady while some rural counties experience major swings.
Yep.
But what happens when you look at an area that sits right on the fault line between the suburban sprawl and the rural countryside? Let's talk about Wise County. Because the NetTraz data for Wise County in the spring of 2026 presents a massive paradox.
It really defies easy categorization. It is not behaving like Dallas, and it is certainly not behaving like Bosque.
Let me lay out the specifics because it's wild. First, inventory is growing. New listings in Wise County are up 14.1%.
Okay.
Second, demand is incredibly strong. Closed sales surged by 18.5%. More houses are hitting the market, and buyers are snapping them up faster than last year.
Now, historically, a surge in both listings and closed sales indicates a remarkably hot, highly competitive market.
Right. But here's the contradiction. Despite all that frantic buying and selling, the price of the homes is dropping.
It makes no sense on the surface.
The median sales price dropped 11.1% in March alone. And looking at the first quarter of 2026 as a whole, the median is $352,698.
Which is down 6.4% from the previous year.
Yeah. And the average sales price sits at $413,635, but the overall inventory stands at 682 homes for sale, which is up about 7.9%, creating a 6.4-month supply.
This data set is fascinating because it absolutely forces us to look past the surface-level assumptions of supply and demand.
I was trying to visualize what a market looks like when volume is booming but prices are dropping. It's like a really popular local dance club.
Okay, lay it on me.
The venue is getting more popular than ever. More people are showing up to the doors, which is our new listings being up 14.1%. And the music is great, so more people are actually out on the floor dancing. That's the closed sales surging 18.5%.
I see where this is going.
But even though the venue is more crowded and the dance floor is packed, the club owner actually had to drop the cover charge to get everyone through the door.
Because they wouldn't pay the old rate.
Exactly. That's the median price dropping. The volume of people is booming, but they are absolutely refusing to pay premium prices to get in.
That is a highly accurate way to frame it.
Yeah.
And the engine driving that refusal to pay premium prices centers around one very specific, highly technical metric you mentioned. The 6.4-month supply of inventory.
The month's supply.
That is the master key to unlocking the Wise County paradox.
Okay, let's unpack that. Because I see that term month supply all the time in real estate articles, but I feel like people just glaze over it.
They absolutely do.
How does the math on that actually work? And why does 6.4 months change the entire psychology of the market?
Month supply is a metric that tells you how long it would take to sell every single home currently listed on the market if no new homes were ever added.
Yeah.
Based on the current pace of sales.
Okay, so if 20 homes sell every month and you have 120 homes for sale, you have a 6-month supply.
Exactly. Historically, economists view a 6-month supply as a perfectly balanced market. The scales are even. Neither the buyer nor the seller has a systemic advantage.
So during the pandemic boom years, what was the month supply? Just for context.
Oh, in many parts of North Texas, it dropped to less than 1 month. 2 weeks sometimes.
Wow.
It was a frantic, historic seller's market. If you were a buyer, you had to bid $50,000 over the asking price, waive all your inspections, and just beg the seller to choose you out of 30 other offers.
But now Wise County is at 6.4 months.
Which means Wise County has officially crossed the threshold out of a strict seller's market and into balanced, perhaps even slightly buyer-friendly territory.
Because supply grew by 6.7% to get there.
Right. And that changes the behavior on the dance floor. Because inventory is up nearly 8% overall, buyers finally have options. A buyer isn't just looking at one house, they're looking at four houses that meet their exact criteria.
So they aren't desperate.
They aren't desperate. They want to buy options, which is why closed sales are up 18.5%.
Yeah.
But because they have options, and because they're carrying that heavy 6% interest rate backpack, they are negotiating brutally hard.
They aren't waiving inspections anymore.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
They are finding flaws during the inspection and demanding the seller fix them or drop the price. They are refusing to overpay.
They have leverage.
They have all the leverage. The sellers who actually want to close a deal, the ones who want to get on with their lives, are being forced to be highly competitive on their pricing. They have to discount the cover charge.
That is why the median price is down 6.4% for the quarter, even though transaction volume is surging.
Exactly. Supply outpaced demand just enough to give buyers the upper hand.
Okay, this brings us to the reality on the ground. Because knowing the macroeconomic theory behind a 6.4-month supply is great, but the actual lived experience of a property owner trying to sell their home in Wise County right now sounds incredibly stressful. Let's talk about seller psychology and strategy.
It is an emotional marathon. There's a massive disconnect right now between what sellers remember from 2022 and what the market is dictating in 2026.
The Net Trains report has two numbers that paint a very stark picture of this marathon. First is days on market. In Wise County, the average time a home sits on the market before selling is currently 84 days.
84 days. Let that sink in.
And the second number is percent of original list price received. That many it's sitting at 93.9%.
Those two numbers are deeply interconnected. Let's really examine the psychological toll of an 84-day listing period. 84 days is nearly three entire months.
I can't even imagine the stress of that. 3 months of your life just on hold.
It is exhausting. Think about the logistics. For 12 straight weeks, you cannot live normally in your own house. Every single morning, you have to make sure the beds are perfectly made, there isn't a single dish in the sink, and the bathrooms are spotless.
Right, because you never know when a showing might pop up.
Exactly. And when a showing is scheduled, you have to pack up your kids, wrangle the dog into the car, and leave your own home for 2 hours so a stranger can walk through your bedrooms and critique your paint colors.
And you are doing this over and over and over again.
Seller fatigue is a highly influential factor in this market.
Which leads directly to that second number, 93.9% of the original list price received.
Exactly. After weeks and weeks of keeping the house pristine, the fatigue sets in. The data shows us that, on average, sellers are losing about 6.1% of their initial asking price by the time they finally get to the closing table.
How does that 6% loss actually happen in the real world? Are they just accepting lowball offers from the jump?
It usually happens in stages. It's a slow bleed. Usually, a seller lists the home a little too high, hoping for a bidding war that never comes.
Because they're remembering 2022.
Right. So after 30 days of no offers, they do a price reduction of 2 or 3%, just to get the property to show up as price reduced on the real estate websites.
To trigger those email alerts.
Yes. Then finally, an offer comes in, but the buyer negotiates another 1% or 2% off the new asking price. And then comes the final blow, the home inspection.
Ah.
The buyer finds out the HVAC system is 10 years old and demands a few $1,000s in concessions to close the deal. By the time the ink is dry, the seller has surrendered over 6% of their original expectation.
Okay, let's make this highly actionable for the listener. If I own a property in Wise County right now, and I am getting ready to list my home, I now know I am walking into an 84-day marathon, and I know the market is primed to claw back 6% of my asking price.
That's the reality.
How do I strategically prepare for that? Because my first instinct would be panic. Do I need to dump $20,000 into a massive kitchen remodel right now so my house stands out and sells in 30 days instead of 84? Mm-hmm. Or do I do absolutely nothing, list it as is, and just offer a $5,000 concession right up front?
That is the most critical strategic question a seller can ask in a balanced market. And the answer is, if you guess, you will lose money.
Don't guess.
Never guess. The danger of over-improving a property in a market where the median price is actively dropping is immense.
Explain the mechanism behind that danger. Why is remodeling a bad idea?
Because of a concept called return on investment, or ROI.
Mm.
Let's say you decide to get your kitchen. You spend $20,000 on custom cabinets, quartz countertops, and stainless steel appliances.
Sounds beautiful.
It is. And you think this will make your house sell for $30,000 more.
Right.
But remember, the median price in Wise County is dropping, and buyers are looking at four other houses.
Mm-hmm.
If the market dictates that your home, even with a new kitchen, will only appraise for $10,000 more than it would have with the old kitchen, you just permanently destroyed $10,000 of your own equity.
Oh, man.
You essentially subsidized the buyer's new kitchen.
Ouch. So what is the alternative? You mentioned a concession earlier. What is a rate buy-down concession? I see that term thrown around a lot right now.
A rate buy-down is a financial mechanism where the seller pays a lump sum of money directly to the buyer's mortgage lender at closing. In exchange, the lender artificially lowers the buyer's interest rate for the first year or two of the loan.
Going back to our earlier analogy, the seller is basically paying someone to carry a chunk of the buyer's backpack for the first few miles of the hike.
Precisely. And in a market where buyers are terrified of a 6.3% interest rate, offering a $5,000 rate buy-down might be exponentially more attractive to them than a $20,000 kitchen remodel.
Because it immediately solves their monthly cash flow anxiety.
Exactly. It attacks the psychological friction we talked about. But again, you cannot guess which strategy will work. You need highly localized data.
Because every neighborhood is different.
Totally. Maybe in your specific subdivision, a new roof yields a 100% ROI. But maybe just painting the front door and offering a rate buy-down is what gets buyers off the fence in another area. Zillow cannot tell you that.
And national news anchor certainly cannot tell you that.
Absolutely not.
Which perfectly illustrates why attempting to navigate this market alone is just a terrible idea. We've established that a real estate transaction right now involves navigating complex loan structures, combating small sample size data illusions, managing the psychological endurance of an 84-day listing, and calculating strict ROI on property improvements. This is not a DIY project. You need a guide, someone who can step in and, as our source material notes, make easy for you.
You absolutely need a trusted partner on the ground, mm-hmm. a local expert who actually understands the micro fluctuations of the specific county.
That brings us to David, Pete, and Pete Realty. Our background sources highlight David as an incredibly vital resource for this exact environment. He brings over 10 years of dedicated experience helping clients buy and sell specifically in the North Texas area.
10 years means he's seen the cycles.
Exactly. His brokerage's actual motto is real estate made real easy. They aren't some massive, faceless corporate entity. They are physically located right in the thick of it at 1225 Cardinal Way in Aubrey, Texas, with a mailing address in Decatur.
That local footprint is critical. When a brokerage is based in Aubrey and Decatur, they aren't just looking at Wise County as a data point on a spreadsheet.
No, it is their backyard.
They know the neighborhoods, the traffic patterns, and the local zoning laws.
But there is a detail in the source text about David Pete that I think is even more revealing about why he is the right fit for this specific market. The text notes that David and his wife personally care for retired Tennessee walkers.
The horses.
Yes. Specifically horses that spent their riding years navigating the North Texas LBJ Grasslands trail system. And beyond the horses, they also raise British white cattle.
I am very glad you brought that up. At first glance, someone might think, okay, that's a nice biographical detail, but so what?
Right. It just sounds like a fun fact.
But from an analytical and strategic standpoint, that background gives a real estate agent a massive, tangible market advantage in North Texas.
Walk us through the mechanics of that. Why does raising British white cattle make you a better negotiator for a house in Wise County?
Because of the unique geographical reality of North Texas, mm-hmm. the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is expanding outward, creating this fascinating collision between dense, modern, suburban subdivisions and massive historic tracts of agricultural land.
Okay, I'm with you.
Remember the 18.5% surge in closed sales we talked about earlier? A massive portion of those buyers are people who feel suffocated in the urban core. They want to move to Wise County to spread out a little, as Pete Realty's philosophy puts it.
Yeah.
They want acreage.
Right. They want the romantic idea of country living.
But buying country acreage is entirely different legally and structurally than buying a condo in downtown Dallas.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
If a buyer comes to an agent and says, I want 10 acres so I can buy some horses, an agent who only knows how to sell suburban drywall is going to be completely lost.
They wouldn't know where to start.
But an agent who actually cares for Tennessee walkers and rides the LBJ grasslands, they immediately know what makes a property safe or disastrous for livestock. They know about soil drainage, fencing requirements, and predator lines.
What about the financial side of buying land? Because I've heard the term agricultural exemption used a lot out there.
Agricultural exemptions are the financial lifeblood of owning large tracts of land in Texas. It is a specific tax classification that treats the land as a producing agricultural asset rather than just a massive residential lawn.
And that drops the taxes.
It drastically reduces the property taxes. But securing and maintaining an ag exemption is incredibly complex. You have to prove the land is being used for specific agricultural purposes, like raising British white cattle.
So if a city buyer purchases a farm but doesn't know how to maintain the exemption, their tax bill could skyrocket.
It could bankrupt them. If a property loses its ag exemption during a transfer of sale, the new owner might be hit with rollback taxes for previous years at a much higher residential rate.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
It happens. But an agent like David Pete understands the exact mechanisms of these exemptions. He understands the nuances of both the city property and the country acreage.
He speaks both languages.
Yes. He could bridge that gap for a buyer transitioning from an urban environment to a rural one, or help a longtime landowner properly value their farm before selling it to a developer.
That is a massive strategic advantage. Let's pull all of these threads together into a cohesive plan. We have unpacked the heavy backpack of 6% interest rates. We've exposed the regional volatility and the danger of the law of small numbers. We've dissected the Wise County paradox, the packed dance floor, with the discounted cover charge resulting from a 6.4-month supply.
A lot of moving parts.
We've walked through the grueling 84-day reality of selling and the absolute necessity of strict ROI calculations. And we've highlighted the hyper-local, specialized expertise of David Peet. So what is the actionable takeaway for the property owner listening to this deep dive right now?
The strategy is simple, but you have to act on it before you make any assumptions. If you own property in Wise County or anywhere in the surrounding North Texas area, and you are even remotely considering selling your home now or in the near future, your very first move must be to stop looking at national algorithms.
Stop letting Zillow guess the value of your largest asset.
Exactly. Because the algorithm doesn't know if your property qualifies for an ag exemption, and it doesn't know about the new subdivision going in down the street that will flood the market with competing inventory.
So what should they do?
Your very first move should be to contact David Peet. You are actively encouraged to reach out to Peet Realty and ask for a custom estimated selling price. This isn't a binding contract. It is essential intelligence gathering. You need a baseline rooted in reality, not a computer's guess.
And what about the people staring at their outdated kitchens?
Before you spend a single dollar at a hardware store or hire a contractor, ask David what, if any, investments you should make to improve your home's market value.
Run the numbers first.
Ask him to run the return on investment calculation for your specific neighborhood. Let his 10-plus years of experience dictate whether you should paint the cabinets, install new floors, or simply offer a rate buy-down concession to help the buyer with their interest rate.
Let a professional do the heavy lifting.
Let a local expert analyze that 6.4 months of inventory and tell you exactly how to position your specific property to survive those 84 days on the market.
Stop guessing and start strategizing. The intelligence is out there, and the guide is ready to help you navigate it. You can find all the detailed NetTrace market reports we've been discussing today available anytime in the market report section of the Peet Realty website.
Highly recommend checking those out.
That is peetrealty.com, spelled peeet-realty.com. You can reach David directly by phone at 214-287-0009. Let me repeat that. It is 214-287-0009.
Or shoot him an email.
Yeah, you can send an email to David at peetrealty.com. Whether you are in Aubrey, Decatur, Wise County, or watching the massive market swings out in Bosque, getting a local expert who intimately knows both the data and the actual land is the smartest move you can make.
It is the only reliable way to ensure you are leading the market rather than letting the market dictate the terms to you.
Lead the market. I love that. As we close out this deep dive, I want to take a step back from the raw data, the interest rates, and the negotiation tactics. I want to look at what all of this math is actually building in the real world of North Texas.
The long-term generational implications of these market shifts?
Yes. Because we are watching a massive geographical and cultural transition happen in real time. Think about the influx of urban buyers moving into Wise County right now. As the inventory grows to that balanced 6.4-month supply and the frantic pace of the market cools into something more manageable, think about the people driving that 18.5% surge in sales.
That's a huge demographic shift.
These are folks leaving the dense city core looking for those farm and ranch opportunities. They are inspired by the appeal of raising cattle or having the space to ride horses out on the LBJ grasslands, just like David Peet.
It raises a profound socioeconomic question. Are we watching the suburbanization of the rural countryside, or are we witnessing the ruralization of the modern suburbs?
Exactly. If this migration continues, how might it permanently alter the architectural and cultural landscape of Wise County over the next decade? Will the distinct line between city and country blur entirely in North Texas?
It certainly looks that way.
Are we rapidly approaching a future where a subdivision of pristine modern homes sits right across the street from a working farm? Where the comfortable SUV in the driveway, the one with the massive 30-year mortgage payment, is parked right next to a barn holding a couple of retired Tennessee Walkers.
It's a fascinating thought.
It is an absolutely fascinating evolution to watch unfold. Thank you for joining us as we navigate these changing landscapes. Until next time, keep looking past the headlines, and we will see you on the next deep dive.